Let's go to the opera. The Book of the Month Club welcomes you to the 25th in its series of opera programs sung in English. This evening, in response to many requests from the radio audience, our music is drawn entirely from one opera, Richard Strauss, Der Rosenkavalier. Our soloists are three Metropolitan Opera artists, Mimi Benzel, Mary Henderson, and Martha Lifton, and Mr. Robert Marshall of the concert stage and radio. The orchestra is under the direction of the young American conductor, Mr. Thomas Sherman. Rosenkavalier is the story of a princess who tries to recapture her youth in a romance with a young nobleman, Octavian. But Octavian finds real love with another. The mood of the opera is set in this sparkling music of the prelude. Thomas Sherman has begun our program of excerpts from Richard Strauss' Der Rosenkavalier with a prelude to the opera. In the first act, the princess is upset by a visit from her cousin, a coarse, middle-aged baron. He wants to marry Sophie, the pretty daughter of a merchant, and asks the princess to make the traditional arrangements. After the baron leaves the princess, she expresses her disgust for his vulgarity and thinks back over her own unhappy marriage, which was arranged in the same cold-blooded way. Mary Henderson, as the princess, sings, "Now, There He Goes."
He takes a charming youth
That was Harry Henderson as the princess in Der Olsen Cavalier, singing Now There He Goes. The princess is continually being interrupted by all sorts of hangers-on. Among them is an Italian tenor who seeks her patronage. In this aria, Strauss imitates the old Italian operatic style. Robert Marshall, as the Italian tenor, sings Di Rigore Armato. That was Robert Marshall singing the tenor aria from Der Olsen Cavalier. Following an 18th century tradition, the part of the young nobleman, Octavian, is sung by a woman. In the opera, Octavian is chosen as the Rosenkavalier, or Knight of the Rose, to represent the Baron in the presentation of a rose to Sophie. During the ceremony, Octavian and Sophie become infatuated with each other. Mimi Benzel as Sophie and Martha Lipton as Octavian sing the lovely duet, Mine is the Honor, from Der Olsen Cavalier. Audience applauds Mimi Benzel and Martha Lipton, who just sang a duet from the second act of Der Rosen Cavalier. We shall hear other selections from this opera presently. During the brief intermission, I want to tell you about a new book just published, titled A Treasury of Grand Opera. It is certain to appeal particularly to you who are listening to this program. It gives a perfectly grand presentation of some of the greatest operas of all time. And with its attractive format and beautiful illustrations by Raffaello Bozzoni, son of the great pianist, it is one of the handsomest books of the season. The editor, Henry Simon, gives all the necessary background information you need for each opera, how it came to be written, its place in the composer's life, its literary and stage history. Then, scene by scene, he tells the story of the opera, analyzing the music for the layman. Finally, there is the actual musical score of all the principal arias, duets, and so forth. 300 pages in all, arranged to delight the hearts of the average amateur pianist, and with a separate vocal line. In addition, Mr. Bozzoni, the illustrator, has prefaced each opera with a lovely full-page illustration in two colors, and each scene with striking black-and-white drawings. A Treasury of Grand Opera is a book you can't afford to miss as a music lover. Even when this beautiful book was in preparation, the Book of the Month Club was so intrigued with its possibilities that it was set aside as a reserve book dividend. Now the club will distribute the Treasury of Grand Opera to members as their book dividend for January and February of next year. Meanwhile, the Book of the Month Club is offering a copy free to new members who begin their subscription now. Write to the Book of the Month Club, care of this station, if you are interested. Returning to the music of Strauss, Der Rosen Cavalier, Thomas Sherman conducts the orchestra in a group of the famous waltzes from the opera. Those were the waltzes from Der Rosen Cavalier. At the end of the opera, the princess learns that Octavian and Sophie love each other and gives them her blessing. In the famous trio which follows, she realizes that she can never again recapture her youth, while Octavian and Sophie unite in a song of young love. Mary Henderson, Mimi Benzel, and Martha Lipton sing the trio from Der Rosen Cavalier. Tonight's performance of music from Richard Strauss' Der Rosen Cavalier was the 25th in the series of Let's Go to the Opera, presented every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock by your host, the Book of the Month Club. Our soloists this evening were Mimi Denzel, Mary Henderson, Martha Lipton, and Robert Marshall. Our conductor was Thomas Sherman. Next week's Let's Go to the Opera program will be the last in this summer series. It will present Marie Rondal, Winifred Hite, Eugene Conley, and Hugh Thompson. This will be an all-Italian program featuring the music of Verdi, Donizetti, and Mascagni. Let's Go to the Opera is a weekly presentation of the Book of the Month Club. It is produced by Roger Bauer and comes to you from the Mutual Guild Theater in New York City. This is Frank Waldecker inviting you to be our guests next week at this same time. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.